Sport on BBC Radio Nottingham. It's 23 minutes to nine.
Thank you, David. Let's talk more about Frank Clark, man, then, as the new man at Nottingham Forest in the role of chairman. And obviously he's going to have the role also now of choosing who will be the next manager of Nottingham Forest. Some reaction from Stan the Man. It's Stan Collymore. Good morning.
Morning, Andy. Morning, everyone.
Frank Clark brought you to the club. You know him well. What kind of an appointment do you think he is?
I think it's a fantastic appointment. I think that over the last, several years that the club have been out of the Premier League, I think that what they've needed, of course, they've had Nigel Doughty that's put his money where his mouth is. No problems there. And, of course, Mark Arthur. But Frank Clark knows the club, and he's very much has the DNA of the club at heart. He was there, of course, played under Brian Clough. You mentioned there the 3 years from 93 to 96 that we had success. We got promoted from the Championship into the Premier League and finished third. And it's what he almost didn't do sometimes as opposed to what he did do. He let the players that played under Brian Clough, people like Stuart Pearce, Steve Chettle, of course, that took the club, added one or two like myself, Brian Roy, Lars Bohinen, and Colin Cooper, and just kept things ticking over in the Nottingham Forest way. So I'm absolutely delighted that he's got the appointment.
Now, he's got this role, as I say, not only of running the club alongside the chief executive, Mark Arthur, but also of appointing the new Forest manager. Where do you think he might go, knowing Frank Clark?
I've no idea. I mean, I think that what he needs to do first is get into work today and to sit down with all the relevant people, the owner, Nigel Doughty, and Mark Arthur that you just mentioned, and have a look at the candidates. I mean, I've been quite vocal in the last couple of weeks on Twitter, chatting with Forest fans that I think that Frank Clark is the first piece of the jigsaw, really, when it comes to having Forest people back at the club. It is a unique club in English football, and I think it's one that could draw from lots of talented former players, of course, that would have played under Brian Clough and, of course, played under Frank Clark. So he'll sit down. He's got, I'm sure, a list of as long as your arm of people that have put their names forward. And I'm sure that whoever he decides, it'll be the right man for Nottingham Forest.
Now, we know that Forest also approached Paul Hart to take on the role of technical director. That's not going to happen, but that sort of looks like they might be looking for that kind of structure. So a manager and some kind of director of football, possibly technical director, to work alongside them.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would make a hell of a lot of sense. I mean, Paul Hart has a fantastic reputation, as does Frank Clark in the game. I mean, Frank's been the League Managers Association vice chairman, I think, for the last 10 years. So he knows who's available. He knows about club structures. And with somebody like Paul Hart that did a fantastic job, he's done a fantastic job at sort of youth level at most clubs that he's been at, and, of course, taken one or two senior jobs, I think that's going very much in the right direction. But you know, I'll reiterate, from my personal view, looking from the outside in at the club, over the last, 10, 12 years, there have been lots of managers, you know, David Platt, Dave Bassett got promotion, people like Ron Atkinson, Steve McLaren, is that I think that Forest could and should draw upon former Forest talent. They know what the club's like, they know what the expectation is, which is always going to be very high after the Brian Clough years. And they understand Nottingham Forest's unique place in the English football pyramid, if you like. So I think that Frank will sit down. Whether or not Paul Hart's in his thoughts, I don't know. But I'm sure that there will be former Forest people that are.
Yeah. If they asked you to be involved in some way, would you?
I've always said, I think that, again, I went on Twitter a couple of weeks ago and said that Nottingham Forest are one of those clubs that if they drew from the sort of talent pool that they had, that I think that they would have former players falling over themselves to offer assistance and help. So they know where the phone is, and that offer is always there.
Stan, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on BBC Radio Nottingham. Stan Collymore with his views on the appointment of Frank Clark.